Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to National Blah 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 Day. And no,
really?
It's not a day dedicated to when Katie's talking.
Oh.
blah, blah, blah.
Sick
blah.
Burn, bro.
I know, right? Coming in hot today.
Jeez.
It's a day devoted to people who like to procrastinate, and you're supposed to just complete long-ignored tasks today.
Okay.
They say, which has been previously dismissed as blah, 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 I'll get them done.
That's funny. That applies to me still.
Yeah. You've got things to do.
Well, it's funny. I usually wait till the last minute because I need that anxiety pressure to make me do, right?
Like, that's not healthy, Katie.
No, it is. Like, when you know you have 10 minutes to do something, boy, you're going to do it, you know? Like, if I wait until my friend says, I'll see you in 10 minutes. Okay, now I'm going to clean my house really good, you know? Like, if you wait till the last minute, there's just a little bit of oomph.
That sounds like you.
Today is the day for you.
Right?
Today is the day for you.
Don't you guys do that?
No. Can't say that I do.
No. I don't think I do.
Okay.
Can't say that I do.
Just
you know what? There's a lot of people like you out there, so today's your day. Paramount has officially announced Top Gun 3 with Tom Cruise returning as Maverick. It was presented during CinemaCon yesterday in Las Vegas, which I have been trying like crazy to avoid all the Masters of the Universe spoilers coming out from CinemaCon. I love these events because it talks about all the big movies and all sorts of, you know, pop culture stuff that's coming out. But anyway, the previous one made something like $1.5 billion, Top Gun 2. So, I mean, they're going to go back for bank, right?
Well, yeah, they say that's the one that saved cinema, right? Because it came out right after COVID and Tom Cruise was allowing people to work. What is this one? Tom Cruise versus the Walker? Is that... I mean, he's so old.
I
now
know.
On this one. Like, yeah. Come on.
Josh Trent.
But that's the thing.
Good one.
They waited, what, like 20, 30 years for the next one? For two? Like, it was a long time.
Yeah, like
it was a long
time. Yeah.
And Top Gun 2.
So people were eager for
which
it.
Which is why they made so much money. I don't think Top Gun 3 is going to do as well when
probably
we
not
just had Top Gun 2. So.
I'm sick of Tom Cruise.
I know. Yeah. Kind of, right?
Speaking of waiting a minute, how about 40 years for a remake? The original Spaceballs came out 40 years ago.
Yes!
And the character Yogurt, played by Mel Brooks, who is supposed to be the parody of Yoda, in the original one, he made a joke about Spaceballs 2 would be called The Search for More Money. And he did this post yesterday. Again, it was at this Comic-Con or whatever. They're not going to name it The Search for More Money because he says he found the money. It was in his basement. But it's just going to be called Spaceballs 2, the new one.
I love
okay.
it.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be called.
The new one.
Yeah.
I was watching some interviews with Bill. Is it Paxton?
Yes.
No, is it Paxton or Pullman? Pullman's dead.
Pullman. Yeah. So
which one's
Paxton,
dead?
I think Bill Paxton's dead.
Paxton.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's Bill Pullman. Who's
and
in this.
Rick Moranis is back.
Yeah, Bill Pullman's
Bill
alive.
Bill Pullman's in it. Yes.
Pullman, that's the one. Okay. Mm-hmm. They all look like this is going to flop. They're like, it was a lot of awkward laughs and like, it was good to be back.
I loved
every
the
one of
first
them is
one.
Like, it's going to flop.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yes,
like,
we've been jammed.
Like,
you know?
The power of the Schwartz.
You have to
like,
go comb the desert.
The quotes in that movie are just so, like, timeless.
It's,
so
it's a really good movie.
I'm looking forward to it. I am.
I'm going
to
miss John Candy, though. John Candy's not in it. It was barf.
I know.
Do you have anything else I want to tell you? I have this lawsuit with Carnival Cruise, but it's kind of a downer story. Post Malone is celebrating 10 years of teaming up with Bud Light with new mini beers.
Oh, good for him.
I watched the video. They're like little 7-ounce bottles or 7.5-ounce cans, and they're going to be co-branded with the Posty Co. logo. Well, I don't even know what that is. Is that his company?
Probably.
Sure.
Nobody knows.
He loves a Bud Light.
Nobody
so
knows.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he loves them. But yeah, they're like little tiny beers that you can put in your pocket and sneak into like your school or something. I don't
concerts?
Know.
Concerts?
You'd need to drink like 80 of those no, then. Like,
what? Into the
school?
Doctor?
Do you
I don't
want
know.
Them bringing into school.
Into science class? Math
no,
class?
No,
you crack
no,
one
no.
open?
No, stay sober that. For that, please.
Stay sober, kids. What's the sports stuff?
Well, this is a lesson in keeping your head up if you ever get courtside seats at any basketball game, because last night an errant pass from the Magic's Paolo Banchero absolutely clocked a woman in the face. She was looking down at her phone at, I think they said TikTok even. She said she was scrolling through TikTok, and his pass did not hit the mark, and I mean, her head snapped back with how hard she got hit in the face. Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers went over, and he's great, actually. Went over and checked on her. She said she was okay. She said she was embarrassed, but I mean, she.
The video is awesome.
Drilled.
Oh, poor lady.
Why are we using that sound?
That's what it sounded like when it hit her head.
And that's what I imagine now is her head going back and forth.
Have you ever been hit in the face with a ball like that, though?
A basketball? Absolutely.
It kills.
And again, like the worst part is when you don't expect it. Like when you can brace yourself a little bit and turn or something, but when it hits you straight on and
straight
you don't see it coming, all that
slap
so
in
bad.
The face.
Wow. But again, you're right. Your pride hurts the most.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was looking down.
That's why you need to get off TikTok.
Yes. No more TikTok.
Especially courtside seats. Watch the game.
I know. When you're sitting courtside, you should not be in your phone.
Come on.
You know what it sounded like?
What? Yeah, it did.
All right.
Dark Horse, you just went there, Jeremy.
I was just there because they were shutting that bad boy down.
And they're going to move it to a new unspecified location
now. Yeah. What the hell?
I know. They made a big deal about shutting it down, too, and I think maybe it was just to get more money, right? It was
a ruse. So they can move. It's covering their U-Haul costs.
It was a ruse. So.
But yet, you know, that place is full of antiques and old stuff, and I was looking through their online auction. Like, they took everything down, and it was online. You could buy everything.
Yeah.
So is it just going to be a fresh new restaurant,
well,
I guess?
Well, there's not a whole lot of details. Few details have been leaked, in fact. But the restaurant and bar promises to have the same name and the same charm as the one that closed last month after 51 years. But it is a big deal because everyone thought that it was just going to be done. And I know the college kids
We've
in CU
been
Boulder,
bamboozled.
Yeah, they were like, this is our spot. So yeah, you will still be able to frequent the Dark Horse, but just in a new location.
Maybe they're just getting rid of the really old junk that was in there. Because they have like a lot of like old animal heads and stuff.
Yeah. But the thing is
old buggies.
The place where it was at, so the Boulder location, they are going to use that as a mixed-use development now. So they're going to put up like apartments and stuff. So maybe they were just forced out of the old location and they picked a new spot and just didn't tell anybody about it.
Why they sold all their junk, though.
I know. Like, so that maybe they held on to the things that really,
you know, my buddy
spoke
Alan.
To the Dark Horse. So
he was
going to
buy a cash register that they had, like an old cash register, because he went there a ton in college.
Oh.
It was like before and after basketball games. Like that's he was there hanging out. And he's like, I want the old cash register that's there, and I'm going to put it in my basement.
That was his
spot. I
wonder
if he got it.
Oh, he'll have to ask
him. You know what it sounded like, though, when if he won the auction?
I knew it. A $1 million Powerball ticket was bought in Golden. Yeah, Loaf and Jug at 102 North Ruby Drive in Golden.
That's a good Loaf and Jug.
I like that Loaf and Jug. That one's my favorite. They matched all five numbers, just not the Powerball, so they get the $1 million prize. But the ticket is still unclaimed. They've got 180 days to do it. I'm sure they're just like finding out about it this morning, right?
Could be.
Or a couple days.
It's in a jacket pocket.
Exactly.
It's in their console. It's in the cup holder in their car.
Oh, no. I'm using it as a bookmark, something
like
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Right?
And then they grab and they look at it and their eyes go,
$1 million. Do you want this story about the contaminated stuff sold around the Denver metro area?
The pot weed?
Yes,
yeah,
contaminated marijuana. So the pesticides used were tested at a much higher level than they allow in Colorado. And I don't know if people know this, but with that, you know, marijuana, they test it a bunch of different things to make sure that it's safe for people to consume. So there is a lot of checks and balances when it goes into the weed shops and what they can sell
you. They're
getting
way too high with this batch.
Yeah, well, no, the pesticides.
Yeah, they're smoking
the
pesticides.
They're high, and the bugs stay off.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good for you. Like, it's just really bad for you to burn pesticides and then inhale them into your lungs. So they're like, don't do it. They sold this to, I think, seven different dispensaries around the metro area. But they've been contacted. This stuff's been destroyed, so don't worry about it.
It's been burned.
It's been
Who's
burned.
Who's calling me right now?
It's been
what?
Burned.
What's in my pot weed?
I know, yeah.
Shut up, bro.
Like, would you believe it if somebody called you and said, hey, the stuff you bought?
It's just tried
it. I noticed there weren't as many spiders in my basement, bro.
I'm freaking out, man.
Am I Spider-Man now?
Do I have bugs inside me now, bro?
How does this work? Can I shoot web from my fingers? Let's try. Okay. And then this will help all those people who have been doing the pot weed.
Yeah.
When you get the munchies, a new Starbird's coming to Castle Rock. Right off Promenade Parkway. So it's going to be Colorado's second location for Starbird. The first one popped up on Colorado Boulevard over where we used to work. So this will be number two. And I imagine a lot of these are going to pop up. We talk about this, how fried chicken and chicken tendies are having a moment.
Yeah.
Right? They're everywhere.
They're big right now.
Like, the restaurants that, you know, serve these and only these are just, like, everywhere.
Printing money.
I love it. I love Starboard.
You know what it sounds like when the restaurants pop up?
I know. Yeah.
And another one.
Chicken for everybody. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, everybody. You're up to date this morning with JKG. We'll be back in about 2 minutes here at Mix 100.